Dear me, this past year served as a turning point. Life changed in an instant when we least expected it. COVID-19 taught us a variety of different lessons, some of which will likely stay with us for the rest of our lives. Reflecting on this time feels heavy due to the many ups and downs we faced as individuals and as a society. However, the reflection on how far we've come as people through this experience is valuable. While we may dream of living in a world where COVID-19 never existed, this is our reality. Here's our opportunity to move forward and learn from it. For me, this past year has been a doozy, to say the least. From canceled trips to spending a majority of the fall semester at home, my mental health swung back and forth like a pendulum. I contracted the virus. I experienced my first heartbreak. I dyed my hair a completely different color. I exercised more than I ever had. Then I stopped completely. I lost some friends, then I made new ones. I changed. Haven't we all? Mostly, I reminisced on life before the virus. On the times I rushed to the finish line when I should have lived in the moment. On every single thing I took for granted. I wondered what life would be like if the people I have lost were here. I yearned for the past. I also learned to love myself. Loving myself appears in many ways, shapes, and forms. It's getting up early in the morning to be productive and allotting time in the evenings to truly enjoy myself. It's journaling to cement my thoughts and feelings and one day look back on this time in my life. It's surrounding myself with people who enjoy my company and vice versa. It's calling my family every single day to ground me when we're apart. It's learning new things about myself. It's treating me as well as I treat those around me. It's taking a break every once in a while because life moves so fast. It's looking in the mirror and smiling back at what I see. I think this year has taught us how important it is to love ourselves. In order to love those around us, we must take the time to treat ourselves like we deserve to be treated. There's comfort in knowing no matter what, I'll always have me. Though at times this feels lonely, it's important. We all have those moments, tangible things, ideas, or experiences that bring pure happiness to our lives. For me, I thought that my happiness came from achievements. Throughout this past year, I've learned that I validate myself based on good grades, academic achievements, success in my career, etc. I thought that being accomplished gave me solitude and purpose. Before this year, I worked so hard to constantly feel accomplished that I forgot to enjoy life for what it really is. Truly living is much more than having straight A's or feeling successful. I started working on myself in my everyday life, where I took a step away from the next assignment or from aimlessly scrolling through LinkedIn. While working 30 hours per week on top of taking classes and internships and extracurriculars, I realized that the same feeling of pure joy also showed up in other ways. It was doing something nice for a stranger or friends. It was spending time with people near to my heart and being present. It was reading a book, or seven, for fun and finishing in one sitting. It was jumping out of my comfort zone, staying up later on a school night or watching TV even if not every box was checked off on my daily list of tasks. It was retail therapy, which I don't necessarily recommend, but what's better than a new outfit? One thing is certain, the only constant you'll ever have in this life is yourself. We're bred to tear ourselves apart to be better than the next person, to look prettier, act nicer, accomplish more. We're always striving to be someone we're not. Until we were stripped of social interactions and forced to spend time by ourselves, many of us didn't realize how important it is to love what's inside ourselves. The virus cemented the importance of self-love, especially in the midst of quarantine. Spending more time isolated with our own thoughts can seem terrifying and debilitating. Bottom line, it often sucks. But it's also a blessing in disguise to embrace the chance to reflect on our lives in ways that are absent from the previous hustle and bustle of our daily lives. Before this year, I rarely stopped to think about myself, my actions, my impact, my goals, my legacy. Self-care is important. Love yourself like you love the most important person, place, or thing in your life. I know I'm trying, and hopefully one day that most important person will be me. I still have a ways to go. I'm far from perfect, but this year I feel a little closer to it, and that's all that matters. On my toughest days, I list the aspects of life that I love the most. This includes podcasts, the newest true crime documentary on Netflix, my sweet dog and cat, waking up to the sun peeking through my blinds, a dimly lit room, candles, chocolate, actually anything sweet, bagels, coffee, accomplishing all my tasks for the day, listening to music that someone plays for me, being so busy that the day flies by, sunsets, the first spring day when it's warm enough to wear a t-shirt, sitting by a pool in the summer, sleeping in on the rare occasion, the feeling after finishing a delicious meal, laughter, long drives, when a package arrives, and hugs. Though making a list is an easy and mundane task, it makes a difference in my daily mindset. I encourage you to remember to love yourself during these difficult times. Make your lists, meditate, shop, do whatever brings you joy in this life. Someday, we'll look back on this year and be proud of who we became. Even if the virus doesn't last forever, the mindset it forces us to develop will. So, it might as well be worthwhile.